Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
5 minutes after two, my family, this is our final hour. Looking forward to Oom Johan on the other side of 3 o'clock later on this afternoon. Something else with Oom Johan else is coming up. Really looking forward to that one on a Wednesday afternoon. Of course, it's Heart to Heart. Mighty big appreciation to Dr. Lucas Molloy. Mighty big appreciation to Sis Paulina Ndlovu. Mighty big appreciation to you, my family. So we want to just say hello to you if you're joining us this afternoon. The lines are open. I want to fulfill promises, my family. So, by the way, hello Nane. Nane is saying I greet you in the name of freshly baked cookies straight from the oven. Nan is sending us a picture of really yummy cookies that are really coming up out of the oven. Hello, Nan. Thank you so much for that. Absolutely appetizing, my dear. We welcome you, Sheila. Hello, Kele. Bless you so much. And thank you so much for the incredible work that you're doing on Twitter. You know, just being my fingers on Twitter. You're so, so awesome. Absolutely love you. Thank you so much. And yes, we appreciate you, Shalom J. Shalom J was also saying that sounds reminds me of the Bill Cosby show. But earlier on, Memu actually asked for a song. She asked that we play her What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And when we come back, Mfundisi Masakona is still in studio. We are asking that question, what happens, you know, now that the 5,000 have been fed, now that the storm has stopped raging, now that you've had breakfast with Christ, what happens now when the 21-day fast are done? You know, how do we calibrate? How do we come back to center, you know, and continue with that relationship that we have with the Lord in our secret places? That's a conversation we're having. Do get in touch with us. Mfundisi is here to answer your question. But before we do that, here's it's a rendition, right? It's a rendition by Alan Jackson. And I really hope you'll enjoy this one, Memo. And that's What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I really hope you'll enjoy it. I think you will. I hope you do. Let us know on the WhatsApp line, right?
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Memo, darling, that was specifically, specially, and particularly, specifically for you. I really hope you enjoyed it this afternoon. 012-334-1322. If you're joining us, it is Heart to Heart. 10 after 2 is your time. That was Sounds coming through from Alan Jackson with What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Radio Pulpit, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's so beautiful. It's Alida from Meyerton.
Hello, Alida. I'm so glad you loved it.
It brings back a lot of memories. Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
I feel like crying. Alida.
Alida, I'm so glad. Is that tears of joy?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
I was 66 yesterday, and I can just say thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And for my health and everything. And I just need Radio Pulpit to pray for my daughter. She's 46 years old, and they diagnosed her with polymyositis. It's something that threatened her whole body, and she used medication, but the medication didn't help. But we trust in the Lord.
Amen.
And we know the Lord is going to touch her and heal her.
Amen. Amen, Alida. We will definitely stand with your daughter. And we really hope that you too, as mom, you know, will be strengthened and that you will believe in what the Lord is doing in this time. And that indeed, I mean, you know, you've seen God, you know, we can stand on his faithfulness and for his will to be done. Oh, thank you for this beautiful call,
very,
Alida.
Thank you very much for your program, and if you can you play Raise a Hallelujah for me, please?
Absolutely. Listen, Alida, you're my girl. You are my girl. Listen, we're going to play out
you
with that
people,
one.
You people make my day. I live for Radio Pulpit every day. People are blessed.
Yeah, amen. Amen, Alida. Thank you so much. Bless you, my darling.
Amen.
Love you, Alida. Bye bye. Alida coming through from Springs, she said.
Mayerton,
out in the south this afternoon. My family, I must just remember, raise a hallelujah. I want to raise I've been raising a hallelujah. Let's hear what the family has to say. Radio Pulpit, good afternoon.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. Hello, mommy.
Pastor Masakwana,
is my lawyer and interpreter.
Yeah.
Amen. Mama.
Ikona, man. Ikona.
Yes, when Papa, when I ayanda.
Eba, mom.
Mauno Babu Masakwani. I'm feeling yes, me a second. I don't know what I'm laughing at for this choice.
Exactly.
I will never get in the radio politician this Sunday during the week. Maganeku Baba won't even enter. Okay, pass a love for Masakwani and Ayanda. You know what? I used to question myself, Wuti, why people are telling other people in fasting you should keep quiet. Tell God. And what I was confused, we can say fasting for 10 days. Are we dropping God there? I don't stop, my darling. I don't know whether Pastor don't make me. I don't stop. I say to God, until when you're done here, bye-bye. No, I will never, my darling.
Sure.
I don't know whether I'm right. But, you know, I just hear Mama look at the phone.
Mom's Kwama, you're always adding just so much sunshine.
So flavor, hey? So much flavor.
No, I love that. That is so innocent, you know? She's really just being plain and out there.
Yeah.
So, Mom Alida, you heard that, right? You can't just say darling because of somebody else that that has the title of darling. Oh, I love you so much, Mom Skwambane. Bless you so much. 2:15 is your time, my family. So the conversation that we're having together with Pastor Masakwana in studio is really just looking at the depth and the quality of intimacy that we form, you know, in our relationship with the Lord, my family, as we draw to our altars of prayer, particularly at this time that Mfundisi calls a starter pack for the...
it's the truth. Unfortunately.
Kiki, number one, you know, for the year, this time of prayer and fasting. So, okay, so Alida, Evangelist Mabakang says, please give Alida my number or give me her number. She's my neighbor. She's my neighbor. And we have a powerful group which we attack the schemes of Satan. Hallelujah. Mfundisi,
this is
the church we've been praying for.
Yeah.
Mfundisi, this is the church we have been praying for. Come on now. Come on now.
This is amazing.
And Uti, Mom Alida, Evangelist Mabagang says, your daughter will not die, but she will live to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sure. Glory be to Jesus.
Ah, my word.
So, Mfundisi, to answer the question, you know, what then happens, you know, on the other side of this break? What exactly happens?
It's important, number one, to say, when I speak about what then happens, I'm also really going to lean on what should happen.
Amen.
Because often what happens is we wait for January next year again.
No, that's for sure.
You know?
No lie detected there.
And the greatest example I want to give to bring the reality of what happens is the fact that you have, each of us might have had this experience before. You had a call from somebody you last spoke to years ago or months ago, weeks ago, whatever. And when this person calls you, you are answering the phone, hello, and you're talking on the phone. But they are so sure you know who they are.
Absolutely.
But you don't know who they are.
You're
like, you're asking, you're even making that funny face with whomever you're sitting in the same room with.
I'm my husband, Bani.
Yeah, I'm doing very good. I'm doing very well. And you're wondering, who is this person?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do that because we have rarely spoken to you. So we are not acquainted to you. So if we're to be honest, I'd say, no, I don't know who you are. Please tell me your name. Now imagine God responding like that next year, Jan. For real, Aya, for real. Imagine God responding like that and you're making the call and he's like, hello, who's, and you're talking like he knows you. And he even asks the angels around, says, guys, come listen, who is this? Who's, put your loudspeaker in heaven trying to find out who is this. And that is how many of us treat our prayer lifestyle when it comes to corporate prayer versus personal prayer. We are so good at the startup, and then the rest of the year, we have disappeared. God does not know us. God does not even hear from us. God does not hear. And number two, what happens is the fact that when you depend on corporate prayer and fasting or praying generally, when you depend on that, there are things you cannot say in a corporate space. There are deep things.
No, absolutely. There's no phrase about it.
There are things. I mean, we were at church the other day and, you know, leading people in prayer and praying on the microphone. I stopped and said, guys, there's things I can't say on the microphone. I got to put the mic away. Continue praying. Because there's stuff I need to tell God that does not deserve the ears of the speakers. So you hinder yourself intimacy because you are actually so caught up on generics, on generally being gathered together with other saints, that your prayer life depends on the gathering and you are actually not fired up yourself. So it depends on how many people are there with us. And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, he says, unfortunately, this one here can come to a borderline of a level of hypocrisy. It can enter hypocrisy without you knowing. Because now, during the people, you're there. You look like the most fired up person. But you see, the question today is what happens when the people are gone? What should happen, however, is the following. Psalms 91. The Bible says, he who dwells in the secret place. And this is why we call it my secret place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Now, listen, this is beautiful, man. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. What simply the Bible is telling us is, know God's secret place and make it your place. So the Most High has a secret place. So you must have a secret place that is common to you and the Most High.
Amen.
And that's the Most High's place. He says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. He's speaking about location. He's speaking about saying that this is the location where the Most High keeps his secrets, dwells with secrets in that place. So if I would find a secret place, and it's very funny because when you want to tell somebody a secret, we used to do it when we were younger. I don't know if people still do it, which I assume they must. You know, there's a crowd of friends around you and you are having lunch at school or primary or whatever, and you want to tell your friend the things that other people should not hear. You create a little secret room.
Yes, to the ear.
To the ear. You shut down every other noise.
Yes.
And that's what your room does. You shut down every other thing and you say, Lord, I just want to be with you. Share with me your secrets. And you close that room. You shut the door from other things and say, this is my place. This is my moment. This is my time. And this is where I want to be. I'm going to give a very, you know, practical example. At home, there's a room that when I shut the door,
everybody
my
knows.
5-year-old knows. They know.
No-go zone.
Something is happening in there. So we can't go. The other, two days ago, when I was done with prayer, my daughter comes and opens the door, tells the lady that helps us in the house, says, go, go, daddy's done preaching. Because it must be known. It must be known that I've got this. What should happen? I must find a dwelling place for me and my Lord. I must create the dwelling place. You know what? When the dwelling place, when that secret place becomes so significant to you, you make time for it. It is not haphazard. It is not by troubles. You know, there are people whose prayer life is trouble dependent.
No, that's, I mean, Mfundisi, I'm so glad you bring that up, you know, because actually, as you're, I'm sure you can tell from my face that I'm, that I'm, you know, I'm processing a little bit more than I do any other time. And the reason for that is because, you know, I have experienced, you know, the whole thing of January to January, you know, in January, you're all fired up. And then the rest of the year, you're literally walking according to your own understanding. You are literally walking parallel with God and not in God, you know.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is sometimes, you know, let me maybe put this as a scenario, Mfundisine. Is it not possible that maybe sometimes you are so afraid of God? Yeah, I understand that. Because the last time you tried to be that intimate with him, it felt like he shook you in places that, I understand. He went straight into that pain.
You are there, Aya. You are there.
He went straight into that pain that he didn't want anybody to touch.
And then
he started going to that jawbone, you know, that has been dislocated for 18 years. And then he started to straighten up your back. Ooh. And you're thinking, I've been so comfortable in this position. What's wrong with you? So now you don't want to go back to him in that intimacy because...
You would sue the best doctor in the world, the greatest hospital in the world, the cleanest hospital, the one that has won awards left, right, and center. If you were to be having your operation done in the foyer where everybody's sitting,
come
and they're opening you would sue every little department of theirs to the stars and back, whatever, because we cannot do such delicate operations
in
a public space. The reason why we do it in an enclosed environment, and not because I've got a doctoral degree, it's just reading. The reason why we do it in a closed environment, what they do before you come in is sterilize that environment.
Come on, Mfundisi.
Is to make sure that that environment has got nothing foreign that will enter the body and cause even more complications. Number two, they sterilize themselves. They don't do it with their own hands. They don't touch you with their own hands. They make sure that they cover what they have so that it does not enter you as they work with you. Number three, they always make sure that anybody that comes in there is not sick.
Come on.
In other words, the secret place is so significant for significant operations to be done by God that Mfundisi does not need to see, that the worship team does not need to see, that whatever church board does not, whatever, it is significant. And the main reason why you have to have a secret place is so that things like that should happen. That's actually why you should go back into that space. It's got nothing to do with it. You must go back into that space so that this kind of operations happens. Because God's remedial for you is not expose, but God's remedial for you is intimacy, working in you, working it out, making sure that, hey, Nathan comes to you alone. He does not talk on a microphone. He comes to you alone and says, if a man has got one sheep and the other has got 10 and he takes from the other, he wants to deal with you alone. So you miss moments where God will now start dealing with things. concerning your life that you're uncomfortable about us knowing, we don't have to know about it because he's working it in that space.
Amen.
So when you quit your prayer, which is personal, which is commitment by yourself, when you quit that space, you eject yourself, eradicate yourself, remove
from the operation
your,
table.
There we go.
Whilst the Lord is still busy.
There we go.
And then you walk
you
around
come
with an
bleeding.
Open wound.
There we go. That's it. You come up with stuff just from you get infected. You get all this. You get diseases that you're not supposed to get. You get infections and all these things. You were not supposed to come out of that room while the doctor was still working you out. The startup is good, but the startup is not the place where God wants to deal with significant things. He wants you alone in that room, early hours of the morning, 3 a.m., for whatever, you know, whatever time you're going to pray. He wants to come into that space and say, no, let's deal with this thing. Let's deal with this. This thing is a niggly thing. Let me finish off by saying this. God said to me the other day, and it was quite hectic. He said to me the other day that, dude, you are going to be celebrated by people in areas where I think you are proud.
Just like that?
Yeah. You're going to be celebrated. Wow. Your humility is going to be celebrated by people in areas where I think you are proud. I said, what do you mean, Lord? Because he says, I don't look the way they look. So there are things I will tell you are being proud that the people are saying, oh, what a humble man.
That's right.
What a humble leader. And he says, no, but those are secret things that I need to deal with you concerning your life. Notice how when God wanted to deal with Moses' sin of hitting the stone.
The rock.
What did he do? Pulled him aside.
Called him to the side.
While they were celebrating, notice they got the water. They drank the water. They were celebrating. Yeah, water has come out. Said, no. That one, leave them there. That's fine. This thing that they're celebrating,
actually,
you were wrong.
Yeah. It has just cost you the promised land.
That's it. That is it. And those are the depths of conversations that God wants to have with us post the startup. The startup will lay the foundation. Yeah, we'll catch the fire then. But post the startup, he wants to do major operations and say, okay, I'm going to shut you down for the next 2 weeks. Me and you. I need to deal with the spirit that wants to capture you. That's exactly why you should go back in there. That is, you have described what is supposed to happen in that space.
That's amazing.
That's what's supposed to happen in that space.
And so instead of running away from that space, Mfundisi, you are encouraging somebody this morning to remain
in
that space.
And that's why the Bible does not say he who visits the secret place of the Most High.
Come on.
He who passes by the secret. No.
Who knows where it is.
Yeah, who dwells.
Inside
in the secret. And dwelling simply means I have decided to make this home. I have decided to make this my dwelling place, my homage, my abode. This is it. This is where I'm staying. And you will see that people that have actually survived and lived and thrived through the test of time are people that had a secret place. What does the secret place mean? The secret place means things are not going well at work. People are sabotaging you. They see you walking and singing, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice.
Come on.
Like, what's wrong with you? I come from a secret place, man.
Come on.
I've been in a secret place.
Not of this world.
No. Before I walked into this storm that you guys have caused, I was in my secret place. Secret place simply means things will be breaking apart.
Amen.
And you are still standing. You're not broken. You're still there. You're still good. You look like nothing that's happening around you because I've got a secret place. I've got a place where I draw everything I am, and that makes me stand the way I am. And let me say this, man. The depth of the roots of a tree determine its standing in the storm. It is how deep it is rooted in that soil that says, you know, the floods will come and they'll wash away a certain part of the soil. They call it topsoil. Those that know all these things, they call it topsoil and whatever. There's other layers below. So the more you go deeper into the root, it means that the flood will go. Yes, your roots might be exposed, but you're still in the soil.
And you're still standing.
You're still standing. And that's what we need to come to. When July comes and it's cold, it's messed up, man, and you don't know where left is and where right is, where forward is, where backward is, you're still standing because I've got my secret place.
Come on, Mfundisi.
I've got a place that is mine, and I know that location, I know the time, I know the season. I get in there and I'm there. And I want us to go and pray.
Amen.
That Lord, if you are there and your fire has burned down, your fire has gone out, and maybe you're left with a spark, man. The Holy Spirit can just blow that spark up and it starts firing up again. That my life of prayer does not die down after the 21 days of prayer and fasting of the church. That my life of prayer continues to exist beyond just this gathering of people to a place where it's my secret place.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I protect that place. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to pray that, Lord, you did not say they that dwell. You said he who dwells. You wanted to make it so personal. You wanted to make it so intimate. And Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, even for the leaders, mighty God, it's not beneficial at all for us just to lead prayer in January and the rest of the month or the rest of the year. We are nowhere to be found in your presence. But Father, I pray that, Lord, even for a sister and a brother, mighty God, that you refresh that fire, revive that fire, blow your wind, oh God, that will bring back that fire to burn yet again. For you said the fire on the altar shall not burn out in the book of Leviticus. And Father, we want to pray that fire will not burn out. That personal fire that must exist, that must burn, will continue burning in our hearts, in our lives, in our journey, in all that we do. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, may I have my secret place.
Yes,
may
Lord.
She have her secret place. May they have their secret place. May we have our own secret place that we say, that's the place I know I am going to meet with my Lord and Savior every single morning, with my Jesus every single morning. And let that be a reality and a tangible experience in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. We give honor, glory, and praise unto you, for you are faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Wow.
May the Lord help us.
Amen. And amen, Mfundisi. Wow. Mfundisi, before we let you go, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, I was telling Rufilo the other day, she was standing here. It was one of the days that you were here, ne? Because she had to come and get like feedback, sort of a brief for the program last week.
Yeah.
And I was telling her, you know, there's a certain point of preaching that happens, ne? And when Mfundisi gets to that certain point, I lose my credibility as a presenter. You know, I become such an audience. You know, I even forget that I'm literally supposed to be facilitating this discussion.
When you get to that point, I get to a point where I forget I'm a guest. I'm supposed to actually be following the cue of the host.
So you know what? We really celebrate the Lord. Amen. We are tetubawa nathi Mfundisi, and that is a sign, you know, of a loving father who loves us, a sign of a loving father who really is taking care of his flock and who is really washing his bride.
Yes.
Amen, Mfundisi. So where do we find you? Where do we follow you?
On Twitter, VTJ_Mass. On Instagram, VTJ_Masakona. On Facebook, VTJ Masakona. And you can get my podcast as well, VTJ's Corner. On all social, all platforms, rather.
Yeah, absolutely. VTJ's Corner.
Yes.
VTJ's Corner.
Yeah.
Fabulous stuff, Mfundisi. Here's Ursula saying, wow, Mfundisi. And Tela Ikopi, please, she would like a copy of this conversation. I want a copy for me. But now, here's the other thing. Mfundisi is going to be at the prayer on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. We're going to be meeting with the Master and the Lord. And it's going to be a good place.
Amen. 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 Mfundisi, we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. We'll catch up
with you on Friday. Awesome. Otherwise, next week, Wednesday.
100%.
Fabulous stuff. Awesome stuff. That was Mfundisi Masakona joining us here in studio. My family bringing us to 34 after 2. That is your time. Playing in your background is Ben Tankard with Jesus is Love. And that takes us straight to the traffic at 4:30 or 4:35. 2:35. I beg your pardon.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.